Chapter 5. Kids Need Their Room. What children need most are parents who do not need them. I know that sounds a bit jarring, so let's break it down step by step. What children need most is for their parents to be the first ones who see them as individuals in their own right, with their own lives and decisions and futures. Children were not put on this earth to make us parents feel loved, warm, respected, or appreciated. They were put here to become themselves by becoming self-directed adults, and they need for us to create enough space to do just that. Now, before this sounds too much like the permissive parenting of the 1960s, or some cold and aloof method of detachment, let's remember what we've said about space. Your space is your territory. It's your freedom and your responsibility to occupy a certain territory in the universe. At its most basic, this means the physical space your body occupies. Your body occupies a space that cannot be occupied by anyone or anything else. In America, most bodies take up more than their fair share of space, but that's a topic for another book. Look for scream-free weight loss sometime in the future. But a person's space doesn't stop with just her body. Your space extends beyond your body to your personal space, such as the distance you like to maintain in a crowded airport, especially from those big guys who wear tank tops in public. Just as importantly, your space also includes your emotional freedom to explore different feelings, ranging from anger to sadness to confusion. Space includes your inner space for self-reflection, self-definition, and self-understanding. Privacy, opinion, attitude, thought, all find their home in your space. In defining the word kingdom, Dallas Willard, a professor of philosophy at the University of Southern California, writes, "Every last one of us has a kingdom, or a queendom, or a government, a realm that is uniquely our own, where our choice determines what happens. Our kingdom is simply the range of our effective will. Whatever we genuinely have say over is in our kingdom." In other words, each of us has a space we can call our own. In that space, we have the freedom to explore, to discover possibilities and potential, to make mistakes and learn from them. In that space, we can be comfortable and learn to struggle through our discomfort. We don't have to put on a mask or pretend. We can be ourselves with no fear or shame. Every person ever born, including each of your children, was designed to have a space like this. It's part of why we don't like being told what to do. It's why we learn in our earliest years to say things like, "You're not the boss of me." Most 2-year-old children have a favorite word, no. Why is it their favorite word? It's not because they're necessarily rebellious, and it's not because they're absolutely depraved little criminals. A 2-year-old's favorite word is no because she's learning to develop her sense of her own space. In fact, the sense of having some measure of control over things is a vital factor in both mental and physical health. I remember watching my daughter when she was 2, learning to separate herself from us. On one occasion, she looked straight at me, held her arms out as if to push me away, and said, "Don't follow me." And then she ran into her room by herself. A few minutes later, she came back out, checking to see that I was still there, and said again, "Don't come after me into my room." She again ran into her room for a few minutes of alone time. Now, I could have chosen to take this personally, getting reactive to the idea that she didn't want to play with me anymore. I could have also taken this fearfully, getting reactive to the idea that she's too young to be alone, that she might hurt herself. But what was really going on? My daughter was developing a sense of her own space. She wanted to play by herself to see if she could. She ran out to see me again because she wanted to know that I was still there. I've chosen the word room in this chapter title because it conveys both the physical and the emotional space our kids need to fully become themselves. Just listen to our language. Room not only refers to a physical location, as in don't follow me into my room, it also relates to a sense of freedom, as in room to grow, or breathing room. I've also chosen the word room because it refers to a literal battleground in most American homes, the child's messy room, which actually provides an amazing growth opportunity for both parent and child. More on that later. Kids need their room because without adequate space to explore, experiment, and yes, make their own decisions, they can never fully become the self-directed adults we want them to be. This does not mean each child needs his or her own literal room in the house. Only a small percentage of the world's families have the financial wherewithal to allow for that. Rather, I am talking about the principle of granting each of your children his or her own kingdom, which includes physical space, their bodies, their privacy while in the bathroom, a small corner, or a whole room, and emotional space. Without space to learn their own likes and dislikes, without space to make their own mistakes, our kids continue to live borrowed lives, and it leaves them with only two choices: fight against everyone's efforts to determine their life, the rebellious child, or simply defer to everyone around them, the passive, robotic child.